The federal government will soon send a team of investigators to the VA hospital in Tomah, Wisconsin. It's accused of overprescribing medications and retaliating against employees who questioned the practice. The Center for Investigative Reporting uncovered the problems, including a five-fold increase in opiate prescriptions. Groups nationwide have become concerned about veterans abusing pain medications, along with street drugs and alcohol. WUWM's Aaron Toner reports on one way leaders here are tackling the problem. They're using the court system.
The Milwaukee County Veterans Treatment Court meets every Wednesday morning. All the defendants on the docket today are men, including 58-year-old Christopher McCain. He racked up three drunk driving convictions and a prostitution charge. Judge Ellen Brostrom starts the proceedings.
How are you this morning, sir?
Good.
You have another excellent report. Thank you.
The judge explains that McCain has met the court's requirements. He's attended all his appointments, passed drug tests, made court payments, and continues to work full-time.
How's it feeling for you at this point? Pretty solid?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't believe you have had a single violation while on this program. Is that correct?
Correct.
How did you manage that?
McCain answers he takes it one day at a time, and he says he's been sober for 13 months.
13 months. Congratulations. That's great.
Applause and encouragement are not exactly what you'd expect at the county courthouse, where judges send some offenders away for decades or life. But this court is different. Judge Brostrom says veterans who've served their country and have suffered physically or mentally for it deserve a second chance.
Being a vet is tough. Whether you serve in combat or not, it's a very difficult burden to take on. And we owe them a way to get themselves back to wholeness, especially when the brokenness they're experiencing is a result of having served in the military, again, for which we are all indebted.
Thank you, ma'am.
How are you feeling?
I actually got a job at the VA. I start on Monday.
Congratulations.
30-year-old Tomas Casas served in the Army from 2005 to 2009 and was stationed in Korea. I asked him how he got into trouble.
Not taking care of stuff the way I should have been taking care of it. Really wasn't focusing on the issues that I had and the proper way to take care of them.
Casas says he came home from his service with PTSD and traumatic brain injury and dealt with those disabilities by drinking. That led to one drunk driving arrest and then another.
I was in some pretty hot water.
He was facing 6 months in jail and hefty fines. Casas says luckily the Veterans Treatment Court accepted him and assigned him to alcohol treatment and therapy.
I don't think I would have looked for the extra help without being in this situation. It's pretty common with military to not look for help. You know, you get taught to drink water and drive on.
Casas is close to completing the program, yet admits he's fearful.
I don't want to graduate out of the program and find myself with a mess that I have to shuffle through.
So you still feel a little vulnerable?
Yeah.
To the issues?
Yeah.
The court accepts only nonviolent offenders with a substance abuse or mental health issue that prompted their crime. Defendants must undergo drug or alcohol treatment, and as they succeed, the court reduces their sentences or dismisses the charges against them.
This is really a last chance for many of them. If they don't succeed, the consequence is going to be prison.
That's Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm, a former Army lieutenant. He came up with the idea for the Veteran Treatment Court and says the approach is working. Of the 60 people who've gone through the program in its first 2 years, 50 completed it. Chisholm says beyond helping people turn around their lives, the court saves taxpayer money by keeping people out of the criminal justice system.
All the studies we have done have shown that alternative approaches to criminal behavior that identify what kind of risk a person poses and then effectively intervenes is by far the most cost-effective way of approaching it.
And the defendant's VA benefits cover most of the treatment the court orders. While many Wednesday morning court sessions are upbeat, some are somber. Judge Brostrom sentences a 28-year-old veteran for stealing to fuel his heroin addiction. He failed the court program.
At this point, I'm sort of left with punishment and deterrence. There's a value in that, and here are the values. The first off is you're going to get a long time out from drug use.
The vet's mother in tears and his father watch as the judge sends the young man to the county jail for 1 year.
Okay, please advise him of his appeal rights. Mr. Paplinski, the darkest hour is before the dawn. We are absolutely, absolutely wishing you ultimately success on all of this.
I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.